Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning changes in milk production over the last 5 years across the United States. We've seen a growth in the dairy industry here in the central part of the United States. About 44% of the milk now is produced in the central part of the United States. So milk production and our importance in the dairy industry here in the central part of the United States is once again growing, and it's actually growing at a fairly rapid rate. It grew about 11% over the last 5 years compared to only about a 5.5% increase in milk production in the western part of the United States. And I think that trend is going to be something we're going to continue to see as we move forward. So when you look at cheese production here in the Midwest has actually grown about 20% over the last 5 years. Now about 48% of the cheese that's produced in the United States actually is produced here in the central part of the United States. So why do we take time to talk about where things are produced and how we are growing in certain areas here in the central part of the United States? Well, I think it's very important to the industry here in the state of Kansas to understand what are our opportunities going to be to turn raw milk into different products. And it looks like, at least for the near term, as we look to the future, we're going to have increased opportunity to turn raw milk into cheese, to some extent to dry products. But it seems like our major growth focus here in the Midwest, particularly the western part of the Midwest, is toward increased production of cheese. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.